Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music each week, Monday night at 7, from WEHC FM 97, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you things I love, and also to share with you some of the oddball things I love, which I call Wombats. Hence the name Wombats and Music. And I do have a wombat tonight. The first thing I'm going to start with is a song I ended last week's show with and didn't get to finish. It's called Lord Have Mercy on the Working Man by Travis Tritt.
Stands on every corner and calls my name. Now won't you tell me if you can, 'cause life's so hard to understand. Why's the rich man busy dancing while the poor man pays the band? Oh, they're billing me for killing me. Lord, have mercy on the working man. Uncle Sam's got his hands in my pockets, and he helps himself each time he needs a dime. Them politicians treat me like a mushroom, 'cause they feed me bull and keep me in the blind. Now won't you tell me if you can, 'cause life's so hard to understand. Why's the rich man busy dancing while the poor man pays the band? Oh, they're billing me for killing me. Lord, on the working man.
Lord Have Mercy on the Working Man by Travis Tritt. Here's another song that's kind of in the same genre. I'm not sure why. This is called It's the World's Gone Crazy Cotillion by Waylon Jennings. And he wrote it, and this is a group of his friends and musicians putting it together. And it's a crazy song. Anyway, I get a kick out of it, and I sort of think of it as a little bit like the last one we had. So see if you think it's the same.
Wonderful. It's the world's gone crazy cotillion. The ladies are dancing alone. The side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home. The world's gone crazy cotillion. The ladies are dancing alone. Side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home. Preachers on TV begging for money, selling the sweet by and by. Everybody wants to see heaven, but nobody's willing to die. The meek ain't inherited nothing. The leaders are falling behind. So I'm singing my songs to the deaf man, and I'm dancing my dance to the blind. It's the world's gone crazy cotillion. Ladies are dancing alone. Side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home.
And the world's gone crazy.
The world's gone crazy cotillion.
And the ladies are dancing.
Waylon Jennings, and It's the World's Gone Crazy Cotillion. And it's a crazy song. As you may know from hearing the show, if you've heard the show before, I have an interest in traditional music, fiddle, banjo, mandolin, that sort of thing. and have been taking fiddle lessons for years and occasionally get a little better. I do enjoy it a lot. But there's a kind of music, it's called old time or old timey. And to those who are really into it, and I'm sort of headed into it, there's a big difference between that and bluegrass. Now, bluegrass is good stuff, and there's a lot of great bluegrass tunes out there. But old-timey is a little bit mellower, a little more, I don't know, deeper rooted, I think. And so this coming up one is, I'm pretty sure, what I'd call old-time. It's called Boatman. It's played by a group called Notorious. I've been playing several things by them recently. Their lead fiddler is a young woman named Eden McAdam Summer, and she just has a fine touch. And I like this particular song a lot, and so I'm going to play it for you now. And it's a traditional tune called Boatman. Boatman by Notorious featuring Eden McAdam Summer on the fiddle. Well, here comes our first wombat, and this is a truly classic wombat because it's a poem about wombats, and I wrote it. Fortunately for you, it's very short, and it's read by me. So this is Ode to Wombats, written by and read by Harry Baya. Ode to Wombats by Harry Baya. Beware the deadly wombat, child, for darkness is their realm, and life is dark and dank with wombats at the helm. And yet within this ancient soul there is some hidden whimsy, when in sleep we share their dreams in nightgowns oh so flimsy. Into our lives their spirit breathes ancient memories genetic that soothe the troubled beasts in us trapped in this world frenetic. I know not why they make me laugh and oft delight me so, yet when I hear the wombat's call, it's there that I must go. Tick-a-tummy. Well, that's my poem, Ode to Wombats. And that's a true wombat in my wombat show.
Next up is a song about a long-distance truck driver with a broken heart. It's called Highway Junkie, and it's sung by Chris Knight.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't got her yet, but I keep on moving, keep on moving on down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. Those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of my mind. I'm a highway junkie, I need that old white line. I was 10 miles out of Nashville, doing about 91. State boy pulled me over, he said, "Where's the fire, son?"
Highway Junkie by Chris Knight. And that song rocks. Ha. We're going to mellow out a little bit now. This is Johnny Cash. Of course, I when I say one of them, my favorite songs, all these are my favorite songs. But I admit, some are more favorite than others. And this is one of them. This is called Any Old Wind That Blows. And I don't know why it gets to me. I like the banjo in it a lot. But I just like the whole idea. That sort of the fact that some people just can't be tied down. And the man who wrote this song, or the protagonist in the song, he happens to be in love with or married to a woman who's got wanderlust, I guess, is what the best thing to say. Any Old Wind That Blows, sung by Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm. Lord, she's restless, like cotton candy clouds that sail the day, slow and free, and she possesses a mind that can't resign itself to stay for long with me. Though I've tried and tried to keep her tied and satisfied until she really needs me, yes I do. But when that certain look comes on her face, I can't replace it, and she leaves me. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. Yes, she will, yes, she will. She'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. I know she needs me about as much as I need someone else, which I don't. And if need be, I swear someday I'll up and leave myself, which I won't. Even if she loved another man, I'd understand it more than I do. But I know the only reason that she ever has for leaving is she wants to. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows.
Any Old Wind That Blows by Johnny Cash. Next up is something a little different. I'm taking fiddle lessons, and one of the songs I ran into a few years ago and just fell in love with is called Whiskey Before Breakfast. And I like the tune. I'm going to play for you two versions of it. The first is by a band, by Mike. The band is Mike Cross. Mike Cross is a well-known musician, country, rock, pop, bluegrass, very talented guy, and they sing the song, and so you get to hear the story, and it's a cute story about a guy bumps into some people who've sitting on the curb and asks them what they're doing. They've been drinking whiskey before breakfast, so he joins them, and little by little the whole town ends up sitting on the curb drinking whiskey before breakfast, and so it's kind of nice. Then the second version of it is just the fiddle tune as I first heard it. It's played by my fiddle teacher at the time, Sam Gobble. Sam is a fiddler from Mountain City, and I love his style, and you'll get to hear it. It's just a short piece, about a minute and 20 seconds, but it's the same tune as being sung. So first we have the sung version by Mike Cross and his band, and this is Whiskey Before Breakfast, and then I'll introduce and play the short version of Sam Gobble playing the same tune.
Sun didn't shine. I was walking down the street and I'm feeling divine. I saw two old men with a bottle between them. This is the song I heard them singing. Lord preserve us and protect us. We've been drinking whiskey for breakfast. Well, I stopped by the steps where they were sitting and I couldn't believe how drunk they were getting. I said, old men, you've been drinking long. They said, long enough to start singing this song. Lord preserve us and protect us. We've been drinking whiskey for breakfast. That I just couldn't quit. So I drank a little more. Next thing I knew, there were three of us sitting there singing this tune. Lord preserve us and protect us. We've been drinking whiskey for breakfast. Well, one by one, everybody in the town heard our ruckus and they all came down. And pretty soon all the streets were ringing with the sound of the whole town laughing and singing. Lord preserve us and protect us. We've been drinking whiskey for breakfast. Yes, Lord preserve us and protect us. We've been drinking whiskey for
Whiskey Before Breakfast by Mike Cross. And next up is Sam Gobble playing Whiskey Before Breakfast. I want to talk about it for a minute. One of the things I've noticed is that everybody has different musical tastes. It's I said we ought to have a musical Rorschach test. I suspect if you could somehow analyze people's musical preferences, you'd know as much about their psyche as you would from any sort of test. And so this one should tell you about me. This song, to me, explains why I'm in love with Appalachian fiddle and why I want to do it so badly. And even as I age, I'm still pouring time into it, trying to learn how to play. And if I could play like this particular piece, this would be my life's ambition. This is Sam Gobble playing it. I heard it. I think this is a recording, the first time I ever heard the song. And believe me, it captured my mind. And so you'll know who I am, but that I'm the person that thinks this is the best music in the world.
Before breakfast,
Before Breakfast, played by Sam Gobble. That's my life right there. Next comes one of my, of course, another favorite song. I bumped into this a few years ago. My son had a radio show up in Maine before he moved, and he played this on the show one time, and I heard it and say, oh, I've got to get that. And it was written by Shel Silverstein. I think the man singing it with him is named Bob Gibson. Shel Silverstein is Bob Gibson singing the song, written by Shel Silverstein. Shel is a deceased now, but I met him once. A comedian, an art cartoonist, an artist, just a wonderful person. And this song catches his twisted sense of humor. But somewhere out there's a tropical fruit with your name on it. So keep that in mind when you hear this song. Here we go. So it's Shel Silverstein making the remarks and Bob Gibson singing the song.
He just had a stress test and he was fine.
Yeah.
I seen him. He looked good. He really did.
His cholesterol level was down to 209.
Oh, healthy and happy.
He saved up his money, retired to the tropic sea.
That sounds beautiful.
There he was resting contentedly.
Yeah.
Underneath a tall palm tree. When he was killed by a coconut.
Killed by a coconut?
Killed by a coconut.
Killed by a coconut.
Just when things were looking up, he happened to be looking down. Yeah, he was killed by a coconut.
And you could be
killed by a coconut.
That's why you never should be
sitting underneath the coconut tree when the coconut come down.
I think I understand the gravity of the situation.
After 5 years of begging and pleading, she finally said yes.
Oh, that's what we want to hear.
They slipped into his apartment. She slipped out of her dress.
Ooh, I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall there.
He lit up some incense.
Was that patchouli?
And unplugged the phone.
The sneaky devil.
And was just about to enter the twilight zone.
Yeah.
When he was killed by a coconut.
Oh, what a feeling.
Killed by a coconut.
It came through the ceiling.
The people upstairs were having a luau, and one fell through the floor.
What's the chances of that?
Being killed by a coconut.
If you ain't protected.
Killed by a coconut.
They come unexpected.
So never be lying in bed at night with the one that you adore.
Now you tell me.
He got the promotion. He felt great.
Oh, I got a raise. He got insurance, health care, dental plan.
He took everybody in the office out to celebrate.
Oh, we went to this fancy restaurant, man. It was really, really
He good. Ordered up pina coladas.
Ooh, I love them.
All around.
Oh, I got so lightheaded.
And they made a toast.
Yeah.
He drank it down.
Uh-oh.
And made a gasping sound. And he was killed by a coconut.
A great big cold one.
Killed by a coconut.
He swallowed a whole one.
The young bartender was just out of school and put the whole damn coconut in.
The kid tried.
He was killed by a coconut.
It ain't no joke.
You could be killed by a coconut.
Oh, gasp and choke.
So never be drinking in a bar at night, surrounded by all of your friends. He come back from Vietnam without even a scar.
Oh, he had medals. The guy was a hero.
Started driving them demolition derby cars.
Oh, yeah, that was a good idea.
He joined the police force.
Uh-oh.
Survived a shootout or two.
Oh, I think I see what's coming.
Now he was healthily
yeah.
jogging down the avenue.
Oh, don't tell me.
When he was killed by a pineapple.
What?
They were out of coconuts.
Oh.
Killed by a pineapple.
Oh, it felt like a coconut.
The A&P truck hit a telephone pole and fruit went flying everywhere. So if there's plans you got,
big, big plans you got,
just make sure you're not.
Just make sure you're not
jogging down the road on a sunny afternoon, 'cause coconuts are lurking out there.
Oh, don't scare me, man.
Killed by a coconut.
Oh, what a way to die now.
Killed by a coconut.
Come on, everybody cry now.
Fate has a way of making you pay for all the wrongs you do.
And a couple of the rights, too.
All the plans you got.
All the plans you got.
Ain't gonna mean a lot.
Ain't gonna mean a lot.
When you meet up with the coconut that's out there waiting for you.
Oh, he ain't waiting for me, man.
Yeah, the plans you got will not mean a lot when you take a shot that don't feel so hot. And ready or not, you come to the spot. Your coconut's waiting for you.
Oh, somewhere there's a tropical fruit with your name on it.
Killed by a Coconut. Bob Gibson. Song written by Shel Silverstein, and that Shel Silverstein is the second voice in there. Well, next up is another Wombat. This is a poem by Rudyard Kipling, and there is a song of this, and that's I've been looking for that, but I didn't find it, but I did find a recording of the poem, and it's kind of a scary poem. The story is that I think in Ireland, the British were in control, and the people who were resisting the British were smuggling in things and also arms and whatever. And this is a poem Rudyard Kipling wrote to capture that moment. And, well, I won't say more about it. I'll let you hear it.
If you wake at midnight and hear a horse's feet, don't go drawing back the blinds or looking in the street. Them that ask no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. 25 ponies trotting through the dark. Brandy for the parson, baccy for the clerk. Laces for a lady, letters for a spy. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. Running round the woodlump, if you chance to find little barrels roped and tarred, all full of brandy wine, don't you shout to come and look, nor use 'em for your play. Put the brushwood back again, and they'll be gone next day. If you see a stable door setting open wide, if you see a tired horse lying down inside, if your mother mends a coat cut about and tore, if the lining's wet and warm, don't you ask no more. If you meet King George's men dressed in blue and red, you be careful what you say and mindful what is said. If they call you pretty maid and chuck you neath the chin, don't you tell where no one is, nor yet where no one's been. Knocks and footsteps round the house, whistles after dark, you've no call for running out till the house dogs bark. Trusty's here, Pincher's here, see how dumb they lie. They don't fret to follow when the gentlemen go by. If you do as you've been told, likely there's a chance you'll be give a dainty doll all the way from France, with a cap Valenciennes and a velvet hood, a present from the gentlemen along of being good. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, brandy for the parson, baccy for the clerk. Them that ask no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by.
That was Rudyard Kipling's Smuggler Song. And I just think that's a wonderful poem. Well, we're going to change pace now. Of course, often that happens here in this show. The pace gets changed a lot. This is Lisa Schneckenberger, one of the most beautiful musicians I know. Sadly, she has a name that I think it probably even hinders her career. But anyway, this is a classic folk song that's sung by many. I've sung it with groups, and it's a great song. Before they close the minstrel show, and this is Lisa's version of it. So it turns out that it's a little strange. Anyway, here we go. Before They Close, The Minstrel Show by Lisa Schneckenberger.
A poster's peeling underneath last summer's morning glory vine. An old white hat, a stubbed cigar, an empty bottle of wine. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't wanna wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow sad song for this one last whole time before they close the minstrel show. The money and the crowd ran out before we hit the last town. And this old show has played its run and run the curtain down. Lay me down, Carolina. This banjo's got a broken string. Don't expect I'll get to fix it now. There won't be no more time to sing. I'm rusty anyhow. Lay me down, Carolina. Up in the morning, no more. Sing me one slow, sad song for this one last old time before they close the minstrel show.
That was Before They Close the Minstrel Show by Lisa Schneckenberger, singing and playing the fiddle. And I think that's just a lot of talent, just a bundle. And as much as the next person who was famous, and this was her biggest hit, Tina Turner had a lot of big hits back in the early 70s, and then kind of went off the charts until 1984 when she came out. This was released, What's Love Got to Do with It? The song had been around for a while. A lot of people had thought about recording it, but nobody did. really, and nobody released it until Tina Turner did, and it was a big hit. And I it's one of my favorites, all-time favorites, up in the ranks. And I think, but I want to comment that as much talent as Tina Turner has, and I think she's got a lot, I think Lisa Schneckenberger is in the same league. It's just one of them is famous and rich, and the other one is a successful folk musician.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
What's Love Got to Do with It by Tina Turner. Next up is a song that I guess I'd call non-traditional, sort of from the folk tradition. It's called Howl at the Moon by Jonathan Edwards. And it's one of those songs that I like and can't really explain why. I think the chorus of Howl at the Moon just expresses some inner desire that some of us have. And in this case, the singer is identifying with his dog and kind of wishing that he, if he were a dog, he would do what his dog does, which is howl at the moon. But whatever the theme is, somehow it speaks on another level, and I just like it.
Howl at the moon. If I were maybe a wolf or a dog, I wouldn't have to speak, I wouldn't have to talk. Just eat my dinner and go for a walk and howl at the moon. If I were laying there just like you, all curled up the way dogs do, I'd dream that dream that you're dreaming too and howl at the moon. Keep real close to my own advice and howl at the moon. Oh, you know something I don't know, and you go places I can't go. Lift your head when the breezes blow, two voices older than time.
Howl at the Moon by Jonathan Edwards. Well, our closing number, which I won't be able to play all of, is in Spanish. I rarely play songs in another language. I speak Spanish, but not fluently, and I can't understand all the words. But I've had people help me translate the song. I just love this song. But basically, the man's in love. He's never kissed the woman, and he's telling her, you know, hey, can't we at least spend some time together? And the chorus essentially saying, he says, I'm on fire, and he wants her to throw kindle on the flames. I guess it probably translates in Spanish. It may have a little easier meaning than that. But in any case, it's a love song, and I heard it and chased it for about 6 months and finally got it. So this is Candela. And it's recorded by Cheyenne, who I infer is one of the top recording artists in the Spanish-speaking world.
Perfecto para conversar, para decírtelo que estás provocando. Y Quiero robarte un beso y contarte mi amor. Es tan corta la vida y tan largo el dolor, que el deseo de tenerte me está quemando. Y es que estoy 100% enamorado, esclavo de tu piel, el roce de tus labios que nunca me han besado. Quiero ser la llama en tu hoguera. Échale leña al fuego, candela, y dame el cielo de tus caderas. Échale leña al fuego, candela, déjame recorrerte entera y yo. Échale leña al fuego, candela, y después haz de mí lo que quieras.
So that is Candela by Cheyenne, and I may start next week's show with that. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes to you Monday night at 7 o'clock on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And I want to wish you the best each week and encourage you to do what I encourage you to do every week, in which I try to do the best of my ability, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.